The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
86 questions on the cartoon series The Real Ghostbusters is picked by Patreon subscriber Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this podcast series. Comes out every single day, and if you like pop culture, you are in the right place, especially today if you like 80s cartoons like The Real Ghostbusters. Now, this is not to be confused with the Ghostbusters with the giant gorilla. No. This is the one with Slimer and Peter and Egon and the whole gang. So get excited. We only got 6 questions, but we got a fun chat with one of my best friends ever, Steve Nelson, down in Austin, Texas. Steve's been on the show, I think, this is his 4th appearance on the show, maybe 3rd or 4th. And he was on a fun episode called 1999 Trivia that we did for our 99th episode back when I numbered the episodes and did it weekly. So you might remember him from that if you've been listening for a long time. And I grew up with him in Crestwood, Illinois. He lived right down the street. We've been friends since we were about 5 years old. So it's a fun little chat. We talk about a lot of pop culture news, and then we do 6 questions on the Ghostbusters. So hopefully you have fun listening to this one. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, just like Greg did. You can throw a few bucks my way to make this show bigger and better every day, and you can customize it like Greg did by picking this episode topic. You get to pick a topic for $5 or more once a month, and I'm guaranteed to get to your topic. And we have a great, great list going, and I've been sharing these the last few episodes, so I'll keep on going. Jen Wojnar wants Groot, Disney sidekicks, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Grease 2 in the coming months, so we're going to get on those. My friend Jess Whitener wants Powerpuff Girls and March celebrity birthdays. And my friend Mo Martinez wants Teen Titans Go for his daughter Annabelle, Dead Wrestlers, which is a little morbid, but hey, they do die pretty early, and Little Shop of Horrors, the 1986 movie or musical. So just some great topics picked by listeners and fans of this show coming up right around the corner. If you just have a buck to donate a month, that's something you could do. And for $1 a month, you get access to a lot of fun posts over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and you get access to our Discord app chat. It's an ongoing chat room style discussion about pop culture and trivia, and I post extra questions and quizzes and things like that in there, or I might share a picture from some promo thing I'm doing, or sometimes I post videos in there. So jump on over for just a buck in the Discord app chat and help support the show. Without any further ado, we're going to jump into today's episode. 6 questions on The Real Ghostbusters, picked by Greg Hines with my buddy Steve Nelson. Here we go. Sitting here on a phone call with one of my best friends in the world, Mr. Steve Nelson, down in Austin, Texas. What's up, Nels?
Hey, thanks for having me back, man.
Yeah, I think the last time you were on the show was the 100th episode back when we did the 99th episode for 1999. Was that what we did? Trivia from 1999?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Was that when I visited you?
Did we do one when you visited as well? I forget.
Yeah, I think we did a couple.
Okay, cool. So you've definitely been on before then, but the last time I had you on the phone for an episode, I think was we did this episode about 1999 for my 99th episode of the weekly show, which was probably like a year and a half ago at this point, which is crazy. We used to do the show once a week, and now we do it every single day for the last 250 days, which is pretty cool. I've never done anything that long consistently, so I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, you're just going for at least 10, 20 years.
Easily. I mean, what else do I have to do? You know, I'm sitting here drinking iced tea on a Thursday morning. Although I do have 4 events later today, so we got to get through this one. What do you got going on down there in Austin, Texas?
Oh, we've got a South by Southwest coming up. So that's pretty exciting. They're doing the premiere of Jordan Peele's new movie, Us.
Oh, that looks cool. There's really, really cool billboards around LA of all the 4 main characters, like looking at themselves with the scissors between them. So you could see the different character billboards. They look pretty sweet.
It looks really freaky.
Yeah.
And then they're doing the new Pet Sematary as well.
Oh, that trailer looked scary as hell, too. Yeah, I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, holy cow. In theaters, I think when we saw Halloween, and I was like, wow, this looks pretty scary.
Yeah.
I think the original Pet Sematary is still pretty holds up as pretty scary.
Yeah, which is rare for some of those Stephen King movies.
Yeah, Maximum Overdrive didn't hold up. Didn't hold up on the first day in theaters.
To be fair, I'm now scared of any trucks with a Green Goblin mask.
I see about six a day, and I'm like, is that one coming after me? Was that a thing do you think that was a real truck of any kind, or like did they invent that for the movie? Like, what was that?
I never understood as a kid, and I still don't. I don't know.
And why is it the green goblin of all characters, like, to put on a scary truck? It's so weird.
And did like Marvel have to approve that?
Yeah, because that and it is the Green Goblin, right? It's not just a goblin that looks like him or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. They need to make a standalone movie about the creation of that truck that Willem Dafoe does the voice of. Avenge me, Harry. It's just him staring in a mirror for an hour and a half. Avenge me.
Is that part of the new phase of the Marvel universe?
Yeah, they just make inanimate objects. They take characters and put them in. It's kind of like when Abe Simpson became the dating machine on that Simpsons spinoff thing. That was good times. So you're down in Austin. You are a filmmaker, a screenwriter, and you're getting some stuff done down there. What's your favorite part about living in that part of the country?
Well, we just have a great community for film. I started going to some writing meetups, just meeting some really cool people. There's tons of studios here. They just filmed Alita, Battle Angel. They filmed that here.
Oh, nice. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's
pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. I saw some very cool clips from it that made me go like, oh, this is something you'd probably want to see in theaters.
Yeah, just like the big world building. Probably entirely shot on green screen, but...
Yeah, everything these days. I saw there's a new X-Men trailer out. I'm like, I don't even really want to watch this trailer.
No, it looks terrible. It feels like, all right, they're going to have to reboot it after this.
Who is who directed that? Is that Brett Ratner? Or is that Bryan Singer?
At this point, I have no idea what's going on with the X-Men franchise. I don't even know who's like behind it anymore.
Yeah, and it's weird. I don't even want to Google it. I don't want to watch the trailer. And I don't even want to find out these facts. I'm just like, eh, whatever. I didn't.
It is crazy, though, yeah. That's been going on for almost two decades, because I think the first X-Men was 2000. That kind of kickstarted the whole franchise.
Yeah, and
the superhero franchises.
It's crazy, and I can't believe like that was Hugh Jackman's like first big movie. You know what I mean? He's been around for 20 years now. But yeah, I'm looking forward. I haven't seen like any Oscar movies from this year, and there's a few I want to see: Bohemian Rhapsody, Star Is Born, stuff like that. So hopefully, get around to watching those in the next few weeks. Have you seen either of those?
I missed out on a lot of them, and a lot of the nominees are pretty disappointing. I felt like
I can't believe
horror movies didn't get any love.
Oh yeah, as usual. I can't believe Lady Gaga's an Oscar winner. That's like a crazy sentence,
right?
I mean, she was just a pop star, but I guess didn't Cher win an Oscar for like supporting for a movie in the '80s?
Oh, wasn't. Maybe the one with Nick Cage.
Moonlight or something like that?
Moonstruck?
Moonstruck, that's it. Yeah, and a lot of singers have won in the past, but it's just crazy. I'm like, that's about as mainstream pop star winning as I think there's ever been. And I guess she was the first person to ever win like three certain awards in one year. Like she won like, I don't know, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a BAFTA or something like that. And no one's ever done that before.
That's a variation of the EGOT.
Yeah. Some version of that, but to do it all in the same year was like unheard of or something. So interesting stuff. Today's episode, not about any of the things we've been talking about. It's about busting ghosts. And this was picked by one of my Patreon subscribers, and that Patreon subscriber was Greg Hines. And he is a listener from the Midwest, I believe. And Greg said, can you do an episode on the real Ghostbusters? And I said, yes. So I wrote 6 questions yesterday. And then I said, I could just read these, or I could quiz my best pal, Steve Nelson, about one of his favorite cartoons ever. You were a big fan of this show, right?
As you know, busting makes me feel good.
So. Yeah. And I remember you had the playset, the Firehouse playset. You were the friend. I feel like everybody had one friend who had that if you didn't have it. And you were the buddy that had that. That was a fun thing to play with. And you had the proton packs and like the little, like the, wasn't there like a Velcro ghost type collecting game where you could like grab the ghost with the gun somehow or something?
That sounds right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had like the proton pack and the trap and like a bunch of the toys. That was like my life for years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even the new Spider-Man game that came out, one of the first things I did was to have the Ghostbusters Firehouse.
Oh, that's neat.
In the world. So I was like, I'm going to go visit that.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I was looking up the questions for this quick little quiz and reading different episode descriptions, and this show is pretty meta. Like, they had like a lot of references to other shows and things, like which I've probably seen maybe 10 episodes of Ghostbusters that I can remember ever. And there's, you know, like 100 and something episodes, right?
Yeah, there were a bunch.
And like there were like references, like there was like references in one of the descriptions. It was like, you know, like this, the Ghostbusters go on vacation and come back to find that like a family of ghosts has been living in the firehouse, and it's like supposed to be like the Simpsons family or something. Which I was like, that's interesting. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah, they also probably were just like running out of stories with ghosts, so they just started looking at like the public domain, like what's free, what we can get.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we're going to jump into 6 quick questions on the real Ghostbusters. We have to specify it's the real Ghostbusters and not the other Ghostbusters that came out earlier, I think, with the like the gorilla crime solving squad. Did you ever see that one? I don't even know what that is.
No, I remember turning it on as a kid though and just getting very upset.
Yeah.
Like what happened to Slimer? They turned him into a gorilla.
Yeah. I remember renting a tape one time, and I'm like, this is the wrong one. And I just like didn't even watch it, you know?
That's actually the name of the show. It's The Wrong Ghostbusters.
The Wrong Ghostbusters, yeah. I remember there was a store called Farmore. Remember that store in Crestwood, Illinois, where we grew up?
Farmore, that sounds right.
Farmore was like a Target before Target, and they had a video store inside. And I remember going there and renting, this is just a side note, but I remember renting Miss Pac-Man on Sega, but I only had Nintendo. So I got home and I tried putting the cartridge in the Nintendo, and I was like, well, maybe it'll work. And I just like slid it in. It's totally different size. And I closed it up, and then it didn't work, obviously. And then I remember crying because not only could I not play the game, but I couldn't get the cartridge back out. And like my brother had to take it apart and shake it and stuff. And it was a real mess.
Kid logic, though.
Kid logic.
Games should work on a game system, right?
It's got to, right? Very good. All right, let's jump into these 6 questions on Ghostbusters. See how you do. How many do you think you can get out of 6?
I love Ghostbusters. I'm pretty terrible at trivia, but I'll say 4.
Nice. 4 out of 6. Here we go. Question number 1. During seasons 1 to 3, what talk show host did the voice of Winston on The Real Ghostbusters?
Oh, Arsenio Hall.
It is Arsenio Hall. Nice job. They switched him up after season 3. They switched a lot of stuff up after season 3. Like seasons 4 to 7 are like very different, I guess, than the first 3. Do you remember a big change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might be ruining the questions, but I think I think it was Dave Coulier was.
Yeah,
Bankman.
Yeah, he switches from the guy who was like the Garfield voice. That's like, hey, how's it going? They talk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was that guy, by the way. That was me.
The guy that voiced the Garfield cartoon voiced
yeah.
Peter Venkman in
right.
the cartoon.
Yep.
And then Bill Murray, who played Peter Venkman, eventually voiced Garfield in the movie.
Yeah, that's a weird little paradox. Yeah. A weird little tie-in. Here's number two. In 2000,
that's a trivia question for you.
Yeah, you're taking over. Number two. In 2008, Time Life released a complete series DVD set of the show. What was the appearance of the outer box that held the set?
It's the same place that I visited in Spider-Man. It's
yeah.
The firehouse.
Yeah, you did preface that one with your story, and you had this set for a while, and then I think you ended up selling it, right?
Well, yeah, in high school and college, I was huge into DVD collecting, and then I always loved Ghostbusters, so when I saw that was coming out, I was like, all right, I'm not eating for a month, I'm just going to buy that.
Yeah, do you remember how much it was? Probably like $100, right?
It was probably pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Maybe like $80 or something.
And you don't have it anymore, or do you still have it?
Oh, no, long gone. I don't have like any digital, or I don't have like any DVDs or Blu-rays or anything. Empty shelves.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. And I think I used to go like, I'm going to only buy the physical copies of games so I can trade them in for more money or sell the physical copy. But I think I'm going to go digital with a lot of games, like for the Nintendo Switch, because I'm just like, it's so much easier to just go click, play, instead of like, all right, where's that? Take it out, put it in. And especially for traveling, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then they usually have tons of sales on like digital games. So any benefit in buying the actual one to resell it is really pointless, though.
Yeah, and then they have all those the DLC that you just get anyway, you know. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm super big fan of this Yoshi demo. I've played it with Annabelle probably like 100 times, and she loves it. I love it, and it's a very simple level. But like, I think the game will get more challenging as it goes on, and there'll be a lot of secrets and stuff. And it's very similar to like kind of like Little Big Planet, where you can unlock all these different costumes for Yoshi that let him do different things. So I love games like that where there's lots to unlock. It looks great. It's easy to play, but you have to figure some stuff out. Like, that's my all-time favorite kind of game. So I'm excited about it.
Does he still make noises when you jump and move around?
Yeah, and like more crystal clear than ever. So it's a good
that's
one.
That's the most important part.
Oh, yeah. That comes out, I think, March 23rd. So that'll be the next game I buy. And I haven't bought a game since, like, maybe Mario Odyssey, which is, like, when the system came out. All right. You got 2 out of 6 so far. Let's see if you can get number three. Number three, the pilot episode is called Ghosts Are What? So it's Ghosts Are Blank. What is that third word? The pilot episode of the series, Ghosts Are What?
Pilot episode, ghosts.
First one ever. Ghosts are blank.
Ghosts are spooky.
Final answer?
Final answer.
This one was a little tricky. It's Ghosts Are Us, and the R is a big capital R, like Toys R Us.
Okay.
So Ghosts Are Us.
Questions on the show.
Oh, yeah, very tricky. Although I don't get, what does that mean? What does that mean, Ghosts Are Us? Like, does that mean they're ghosts? That doesn't really have anything to do with ghost busting. You know what I mean?
Are they selling the ghosts?
Are they selling the ghosts? Here's number four. Seasons 4 to 7 of the show added whose name to the show title? Number four, seasons 4 to 7 of the show added whose name to the show title?
I do know this one. It's Gorilla Man. Real Ghostbusters and the Gorilla Man.
And the Gorilla Man.
Slimer.
Yeah, Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters. They added him. Somebody at ABC's like, we gotta, these kids, they love this green bastard. Let's throw his name in there. That'll probably help. Like,
yeah, so what happened was like the show started off kind of dark and serious. And then as it kept going, they were like, oh, we've got to appeal to the kids, right? So they added like kid characters that were Ghostbusters. And then they made Slimer into basically like a you know, Scooby-Doo or something.
Yeah,
he was just hanging out with the Ghostbusters.
He was just like a fat mascot that was just like, oh God, here he comes, you know?
Yeah. It was like, you do know they blasted him in the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Now they're best friends.
Best pals for life. Number five, we got 2 questions left. You're nailing this one. The only one you've missed is that pilot episode title, which was kind of tricky. Number five, on a season 2 episode, Peter's favorite rock star, Shanna O'Callaghan, turns out to be what type of apparition? So her name is Shanna O'Callaghan, which is pretty Irish, Scottish, something like that. And it's Peter's favorite rock star, so he's probably like, oh boy, Shannon O'Callaghan's in town. I can't wait to see her. And then they go see her, and she turns into, you know, She's actually a something else. What kind of apparition do you think she was?
Something else.
Yeah.
She's Lady Gaga.
And she's a Lady Gaga. That's right.
Win an Oscar. man, I wonder who this character was based on from the 80s.
Maybe Sinead O'Connor, Shanna O'Callaghan, something like that.
Yeah, that's similar.
Yeah.
So Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope. So I'm going to say Satan. I'm going with Satan. Satan.
Yeah, Shanna O'Callaghan was Satan. No, she was actually a Banshee, which would be, with that name and the legend of Banshees, that region kind of matches up. So they go see her, and she's a singer, which screams, so a rock star that ends up being...
in their face.
Yeah, ends up being a Banshee. So do you remember that episode at all?
No, not really. I did watch all of them, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either. So that was number five. You got to get number six, or unfortunately, we can't be friends anymore. So here's number six.
I accepted that many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is 4 out of 6. Let's see if you can nail it. Number six. On a season 4 episode called Flipside, the gang traveled to another dimension through a supernatural tornado. What is the scarier name of New York in that episode?
Okay, I'm going to just say the first thing that popped in my mind, which was Boo York.
And that would be correct. Nice job.
Is it?
Yep, Boo York. Season 4, the flip side, they go into I love a supernatural tornado. How do those start? Just like, hey, whoa.
That might be in the Sharknado universe.
Yeah, I think that's right. What is the scarier name of the New York in that episode? It's Boo York. So they must have had a real fun time coming up with all these puns, with the ghost puns for these episodes.
It sounds like they really gave up around season 4. They're like, screw it. Tornado brings them to Boo York. Nick Slimer, their best friend.
That's the best. I love it. All right. Very good, man. You got 4 out of 6. So that was pretty good. What do you think of those questions?
So, I have a better career ahead of me as a fortune teller, I guess. I'm going to predict the future.
Perfect.
Than in trivia.
There you go. That's perfect. Very good stuff. We'll have you on again soon to do some more trivia. I'll start having you on more often. And whenever a topic pops up where I think you'd be into it, maybe we'll do, what was the Disney magazine you used to always subscribe to? Disney.
Was it Disney Adventures?
Yeah, Disney Adventures. We'll do a whole episode on Disney Adventures, and we'll have you on again soon.
You need to do the Nickelodeon magazine, too.
Oh, what a great magazine. There were a lot of, hidden things in that magazine to find, weren't there? They'd put, little puzzles or, jokes on,
Little dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little dog that kept showing up.
That's what I'm thinking of. Very good. All right, cool, man. Anything you want to plug or talk about before you leave?
You can check me out on Twitter, at Steve Hugh Nelson. Got a lot of fun, cool stuff I'm working on this year, so check it out.
Very cool. Thanks, Nels, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, bud.
There it was, a lengthy little episode with just 6 questions in it. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. And follow Stephen Hugh Nelson over on Twitter. He posts a lot of great log lines for movies and a lot of cool, fun, entertainment-related stuff. If you like this show, tell a friend about it. That's the easiest, freest thing you can do. Just share this link to this episode with somebody and say, hey, you love the Ghostbusters. See how many of these you can get out of 6. That is the best way to help this show grow bigger and better every day. The word of mouth is super, super awesome. And a shout out to all my Patreon subscribers. You guys are amazing. There's about 31 of you, and we can't do this show every day without you. It used to be weekly, like we mentioned a few times this episode, and then we started making it daily just for you. So thank you so much for your support. We got more fun coming this weekend, so keep listening. Hit subscribe on your device so you get a new episode every single day, and hope to see you again on the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and have a good one. Cheers.